IVM. Hello, welcome and khushamadeed. You're listening to The Note with me, Mahrukh Inayat. For a country that is likely to be the most populous in the world by 2027, that's barely 6 years away, population is a big issue in India. It's a political issue, it's an economic issue, it's a social issue, it's a gender issue. Having said that, on this episode of The Note, I want to concentrate on a draft population control bill that has been put forth by the government of Uttar Pradesh. Now, before I go into why I think this is purely politically driven, I want to first tell you how it started. Now, on 7 July 2021, the UP Law Commission announced the draft population bill, which reads as the Uttar Pradesh Population Control, Stabilization and Welfare Bill 2021. Now, very simply put, the bill says that those who have more than 2 children should not be granted any special concessions or benefits and should be barred from using official perks. It also seeks to ban people with more than 2 children from contesting local body elections, applying for government jobs, and receiving any kind of government subsidy. When you read it, you know it's political. Now, I'm going to give you the reasons why this is political and not policy driven. Number one, there is no evidence or data to show that coercive measures like these actually work. China is a brilliant example. It has shown India and the world. First, it had a one-child policy, extremely coercive. Then it had a two-child policy, extremely coercive. And finally, China had to abandon these coercive policies because it realized that this was resulting in what experts call a demographic disaster, which means that there is an abnormally high ratio of men versus women. Too many men, too few women. That's one. So learn from China. Number two, this proposed bill says that those with 2 children will not get any government subsidies, which also means daily rations, which also means monthly food that comes into the household. Now imagine a person who is poor, because it has been seen that it is the poor who produce more. Now they have children in the house which they can't feed because suddenly the government has brought about this bill. So who's going to suffer? UP has abysmal records as far as anemia amongst children is concerned, as far as malnourishment in children is concerned. Now, if those very poor people can't get the subsidies or food rations from the government, they're going to suffer more. And who's going to suffer more? Poor children and the girl child. Number three. The narrative built in India is that it is the minorities, especially the Muslims, that are polygamous, which means you can have more than one wife, and the fact that they produce multiple children. Now, this is not backed by data. The only study that was done on the subject of polygamy ever was done by the Committee on the Status of Women back in 1974. What did the committee come up with as results? It showed that of all the communities in India, Muslims are the least polygamous. This is government data on record. Now, number four, as per the 2011 census report, the Muslim population comprised 14.2% of India's population. And government data shows that the rate of growth for this community has recorded a historic low. Number five, Hindus are under threat from a growing Muslim population is just a politically driven agenda. And the reason why I say that is that religion is not responsible for population growth. The factors that do are poverty, early marriage, illiteracy. Let me give you an example. In Kerala, the most literate state in the country, the total fertility rate amongst Muslims is 1.86. Whereas in Uttar Pradesh, it is 3.10. And no, Kerala does not have a coercive policy. Neither does Bihar, where the Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is clearly saying that this proposed bill is coercive, it's agenda driven, and it's not going to make any difference. Number 6. While Uttar Pradesh has a total fertility rate of 2.7, which is higher than the national average of 2.1, it is this very government. Uttar Pradesh has a BJP government, the BJP government at the center, and its Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in July 2020 has said that Uttar Pradesh will reach the national average by 2025. It doesn't need any policy. It's on track. It's going to be there. You do not require a coercive policy of the nature that has been suggested by the UP Law Commission to reach the national average. So this draft policy is a solution to a non-existent problem. Point number 7. We as a country, India, is a signatory to the International Conference on Population and Development, ICPD, which means as a signatory, we believe in a balanced approach to handling our population problems. Point number 8. The same BJP that is in government at the center, again through its Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, has stated in an affidavit to the Supreme Court in December last year, in December 2020, and I quote, that any coercion to have a certain number of children is counterproductive and leads to demographic distortions, unquote. Point number 9. The National Family Health Survey data, which gives a good understanding of the areas which have high fertility rates in Uttar Pradesh, that data can be used by the Uttar Pradesh government. People from the government can go to the villages in particular where there is high fertility rate, give them what they require, which is contraception, which is knowledge, which is to end the ignorance if there might be in certain sections, and then change it. Why does UP require a coercive policy when there is enough data available on how to isolate the areas and work with the people of those areas? Point 10. This bill will not necessarily target religious minorities, but what it will do is it will target women. It will target children, and that is a travesty because they're already marginalized. It will impact the poor. It will impact the ignorant, it will impact the uneducated, but it will not bring about behavioral change that is required and has been seen to be the single biggest solution to ending the population explosion. Point 11. The most puzzling part is that the same Uttar Pradesh government has also unveiled a population policy in the same month, in July, which is based on the principle that every child should be taken care of, there should be a focus on gender equality, and experts in fact have called that UP population policy a brilliant one. And then on the other hand, you have the Law Commission that comes out with a draft proposal that is completely contrary to what the UP population policy says. Point number 12. This proposed bill is political, because this agenda of religion-driven population explosion serves politics and politicians well. It is an election issue. And already, several BJP members are prepping to push for a national population control law through several private members' bills in the monsoon session of parliament that starts. BJP MPs like Rakesh Sinha and Anil Agarwal are among those who have already put in notices to table bills related to population control. So it's not just that we are going to see this argument in Uttar Pradesh. They want to make it a larger argument about India as well. So finally, I want to end on a very ironical note. According to the Times of India, of the 397 MLAs in Uttar Pradesh, whose bios are currently available on the assembly website of UP, 304 are from the BJP. Now, of the BJP MLAs, 152, that's nearly half, have three or more children. Let me say this again. 152 BJP MLAs have three or more children. If the bill were to extend the provisions suggested for local bodies to the state legislature, this is one of the provisions of the draft bill, that if you have more than two children, then you cannot stand for state body elections. Then clearly all of these 152 BJP MLAs would be disqualified. I end on that note. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are @IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Mahrukh Inayat on Twitter and Mahrukh Inayat on Instagram as well.